So what we've been talking about, Saints, we've been talking about the three most important things in your life, right? Number one, the Holy Spirit. Number two, your assignment. But we haven't said nothing about number three yet, the seed, right? We covered the Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit is a person in a spirit form who leads us into all truth. Amen. The Holy Spirit authored the Bible. I said that last week. Say, no, the Bible was written by men. See, people think that. That's why they don't want to obey it. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to walk in it. Man wrote that stuff. Yeah, man did write it. God uses man. Man wrote it, but God inspired those men to write what they wrote. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So in turn, the Holy Spirit really authored the Bible. It wrote it. Amen. And we know we need the Holy Spirit to guide us and to help us fulfill our assignment. Right? Because he put it in us. God put the assignment in us. So many people don't know what they should be doing because they refuse to go back to God and find out. Somebody gave you the assignment. How are you going to know what they gave you to do unless you go back to them and figure it out? Amen. He'll tell you what he sent you here for. It's not a secret. It's a secret to you because you don't want to go and find out. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Our assignment was the second most important thing in our life, right, Saints? God sent us here for a reason, right? To solve a problem, we said. Our assignment is the problem God sent us here to solve in this earth. Whatever that assignment, whatever that problem is that you're solving, that's your assignment. Amen? I gave so many clues on how to figure out what your assignment is. But the main thing is we don't want to leave this earth without doing it. Amen. Whatever God sent you here to do, we want to fulfill that. We want to complete our assignment. That's why the Holy Spirit comes right back. The Holy Spirit will lead you to your assignment. Then you have to do it. Amen. It's about hearing, come on, and doing. Amen. It's two pieces to the puzzle. He'll lead you to that assignment. He'll tell you what it is. He'll provide provisions for you all day. When you're walking in your assignment, all your needs are met. Huh? It's when you're going the other way that the things start to happen. When you're walking in what God wants you to walk, ain't nothing that he won't give you to complete that assignment. You better believe that. Amen. And then lastly, wives, last week I gave you all that bonus on how to keep your blessings flowing. Amen. This one's for wives. What was it entitled? Men need sex. Amen. Not want it, but need it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's one of the man's greatest assignments, Saints. Why do you think he's so passionate about it? Amen. No pun intended. Man is passionate about that. Amen. Here's a question for you. Here, I got a question. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Tell me how you're going to do that without sex. How will you be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it? Tell me how you're going to do it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Here's a question. Here's another question. I got some questions today. What is God's number of completion? Anybody know? Seven, right? I just want to make sure I did what I was supposed to do. Amen. I did what I was supposed to do. Amen. Remember, ladies, man is carrying a half a billion sperms in his loins. A half a billion. He's always ready. Amen. Is that what we said? So you all have to get ready. You may be ready. You may not be ready. You got them four seasons we talked about last week. Men is not like that. Men is always ready. Amen. He's full of seed. His purpose is to provide seed or the genes for the generation. Amen. God designed the man to produce generations. Are y'all hearing me? So man don't want sex, they need it. A need is something that helps you to function. Hear me now. We need water, right? If you don't get water, what's gonna happen? You're gonna die. You can't function without it. A need is something that you have to function. Amen? And man is a seed carrier. You hear me? This is a perfect segue to our subject today. The third thing on the list. The most important thing in your life, one of the most important things in your life, this was number three, was the seed. Amen? We have the Holy Spirit, your assignment, and the seed. Amen? Seed time and harvest. We got to, if you don't get nothing, saints of God, you got to understand this principle right here. When you plant, when it's time to plant, and when it's time to receive the harvest. Amen? This principle is crucial in our lives. Seed time and harvest. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go to Mark chapter 4 real quick. I want to show you why the seed is so important. It was in the top three. Three most important things: the Holy Spirit, your assignment, and the seed. Amen. You got to get this one. Ooh, if they can only get this in Chicago, they'll stop all that killing. Just this one principle. They'll stop all that killing. If they could get this one principle, seed time and harvest, what you put out, come on, you're going to get it back. If you run over there and shoot that house up, somebody's going to run over and shoot your house up. They just need to understand this principle. Seed, time, and harvest. It has to be understood, saints of God. It's in the top three. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I said, Mark chapter 4, look at verse 9. I'm just going to say this. To live an abundant life in Christ, saints, we got to understand the principle. It is for believers. Amen. Seed time and harvest is a principle believers got to understand. And you know what? Let me just say this too. This need to be preached a lot more. It's like pastors kind of stray away from the sun because, you know, when you say seed time and harvest, people automatically start thinking about money and you're asking for money and this and that. And they just kind of, this got to be preached. Let me show you why. You all looking at verse 9. Jesus had just gave them the parable of seed time and harvest. Look at verse 9. And he said unto them, he that hear hath ears to hear, let him hear. Who are he that have ears to hear anyway? Because he always talking about ears to hear. Who are they? The ones that have ears to hear are believers. Non-believers, they don't want to hear it. Non-believers don't want to hear the word. Amen. Believers want to hear the word. Do you hear me? So when he keeps saying, he that have ears to hear, let him hear, he's talking about us. He's talking about us. Amen. Look at verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. So now when Jesus told a parable, they didn't really quite get it, but they heard it. Amen. So when they got alone with him, his disciples and some other folks, they said, what did that really mean? What was that parable? Amen. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them they are without. All these things are done in parable. Now, what does he say? He said, unto you it was given to know the mystery. Again, he's talking about the ones who can what? Hear. Unto believers, we supposed to know the mysteries. But they don't want to hear it. They don't understand it. They can't know it. That's why they acting like that. They don't know it. We know it. Amen. But they don't know it. Thank you, Jesus. It says, unto us, we are supposed, it's given for us to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. We must know it. Look at verse 12. That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. See, if the non-believers could see and hear and understand, they would be converted and their sins would be forgiven. Amen. That's what'll happen. But they refuse to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They don't have ears to hear. You start talking to them about Christ. Oh, I don't want to hear that stuff. Jesus, that ain't the answer. I need some money. I'm to ask you for some money. You trying to tell me Christ is the answer? Yes. I'm trying to tell you that. Look at verse 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? That's a powerful scripture right there. Jesus said, he was talking to his disciples and some other folks. He said, y'all don't know this parable? Well, if you don't know this one, you can't know none of them. Amen. He said, know ye not this parable? He was like, y'all don't know this? How can you understand any of the parables? You got to get this one first. That's what I'm telling you today. This seed time and harvest, you got to get. Believers must know this principle. Amen. We walk in it. We live in it. This principle has to govern your life, saints. You got to know what you put out, you're going to get back. You got to know that. Amen. Now let me see. Let me see how God moving in this service. So we asked who Sister Deutsch to read the scripture. And what did she read? She don't know what I was talking about today. Well, the measure that you put out is the measure that, I'm like, look at God. She just grabbed that off the top. Amen. Somebody in the spirit, praise God. This seed time and harvest principle parable is crucial in our lives. You hear me? It's crucial. Look at, turn the verse. Go to verse 23. We're talking about the seed today, right? We talked about the Holy Spirit, number one. We talked about the assignment, number two. Now we're talking about the seed. Amen. Three most important things in your life. Look at verse 23. Here we go again. If any man have ears to hear, what it say, saints? Let him hear. God keeps emphasizing on us hearing. Amen. I want you to note that. Look at verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed. What, saints? Take heed to what you hear. God is on his hearing. He said, take heed to it. Amen. Be careful of it. Here we go. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall be given. Powerful statement. Giving more shall more be given. I like when y'all paying attention. So it said to us that, now, wait, I'm going to read it again now. It said, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measure you meet. It shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. So who going to get more? Ye that hear. Amen. He keep emphasizing this hearing. The more you hear, what? The more you'll be given. Isn't that what it's saying? The more you hear, the more will be given. Amen. Should always be one to be hear this word. Amen. Should not be a time we don't want to hear it, because the more you hear, the more going to be given. For he that hath, to him shall be what, saints? Given. He that hath what? An ear to hear. It says, for he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath. Whoo, I used to couldn't understand this. God had to give me this one. Like, you're going to take, they don't even have nothing. You're going to take that away? But he's saying he to have what, saints? An ear to hear again. Have Christ, amen. Have the word. Giving God's people will keep what they have and increase it. Huh? That's what it's saying, saints. But it's saying unbelievers, that little that they think they have, because they're not hearing, amen, the principle is not working. So that little bit they have, that's going to be taken away. It's not growing. See, we're constantly getting more. I'm glad y'all emphasize it's more. It keeps building. But the non-believers, they don't have his promises. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 26. It says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now he's comparing the kingdom of God to sowing seed in the ground. Jesus is saying this, and he says, so is the kingdom of God. You see why a believer must understand this principle? Because the kingdom of God rolls on this principle. Amen. We have to get this. Look at verse 27. And should sleep and rise night and day. So it first says, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Huh? So while we sleep and what, but we got seed in the ground, it's growing up. We don't even know how. Amen. For the earth bringing forth fruit of herself. First what, saints? The blade. So you plant that seed, now you get a little something, something. Amen. Then what happens? The ear. Now you get more. And then after that, you get the full corn in the ear. First a little increase, then more, then all you need. Anybody life like that in here? Huh? First a little something, something. You know, we plant some seeds. Then you get some more, and then all you need. Amen? That's a kingdom principle. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. We love when the harvest comes, don't we? Immediately. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. Start out less than everything. Listen to this. Listen to this kingdom principle. We start out with less than everything, anything. This is the kingdom of God. He's showing you how it looks. Amen. But when it is sown, don't hold the seed, sow it. It groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. See why we love life in Christ? It's exciting. Huh? Starts out little. And then he take you here. Then he take you there. Now you just huge. You're providing a shadow and birds just landing on you. I mean, all your needs are met. Amen. Life in Christ is exciting. You start out just with a little seed, saints, as you grow in him. And you are able to be a huge blessing to folks. Amen. And with many such parables spoke he the word unto them, as they were able to what, saints? Hear it. See, that's the beautiful thing. You know, I would always talk to this certain person, and they always say, I know. I couldn't tell them anything. Give them powerful revelation. I know. And I just told them, do you know how faith comes? It ain't about what you know. Faith comes by hearing. You gotta keep hearing it so you can get more and more and more. That's why we keep coming. We want to keep hearing it. Amen. We don't ever want the blessings to stop. Amen. Jesus told his disciples that you got to get this principle. See, once you learn and understand this principle, saying sowing and reaping, now you can understand all the rest of them. Amen. You got to get, and this is why, again, we got so many problems in Chicago and everywhere else with non-believers. They don't understand this one principle. So now all them other principles, they don't even want to hear it. They can't hear it. You can tell them all day. They don't know what you're talking about. Amen. Because they miss this principal thing. Jesus told his disciples, you don't get this one. If you don't get this one, then you can't get none of them. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Am I running out of time? What time is it, saints? Because I want to give you a little bit more of this. 11:56. All right, I'm just going to give you the prelude of next week, and then we need to pray. Amen. I want to just tell you what your seed really is. Your seed is anything you receive from God that can be traded for something else. Amen. Anything you receive from God that can be traded for something else is seed. I got a question for you before I close. What do you think your greatest seed is? Is it your money? Amen. Is it the billion sperms that we carry that I talked about earlier? Is that our greatest seed? I'm going to let y'all think about that. We're gonna end it with the cliffhanger. Amen. Next week, we're going to pick up right there what your greatest seed is. Amen. Because I want to show it to you and make it plain. Father, we thank you for your word today. Again, we apologize for starting this service late, Lord. I repent, Lord. I want to be on time with you every time I can, Father. And so I thank you, Lord. I thank you for using me for your glory, for allowing me to represent your kingdom, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. And I ask for your forgiveness, Lord. I want to be on time all the time with you, Father. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.